The environmental group Greenpeace is urging Russia to keep its promise to quickly sign a United Nations Convention on POPs, persistent organic pollutants. Last month in Stockholm, more than 90 countries signed the convention, which bans a range of cancer-causing pesticides and other chemicals. Greenpeace calls Russia one of the world's biggest chemical polluters and has named one particular industrial city a toxic hotspot. NPR's Michelle Kellerman went there and sent this report.
The post-Soviet collapse of Russia's industry helped the city of Dzerzhinsk in one way. Production at the chemical plants fell dramatically, and so did pollution. Local residents still remember the days when smoke turned their winter snow green or orange, and the smog was so thick they could barely see a few feet ahead. But while those days are over, life has not gotten any easier. The Kumpkins live in a run-down, one-story wooden house with a garden plot for their vegetables. Galina Kumpkin, who looks well beyond her 56 years, is suffering from colon cancer. Her husband has lost his memory, and she believes her grandchildren have developmental problems. She blames it all on the chemical plants where she and her husband worked for decades. Yet the Kumpkins have never tested the soil in their yard for pollutants, though this area is known to have extremely high levels of dioxins. "We have nowhere else to go," she says repeatedly. From their house, there's a clear view of massive chemical plants and a vast waste site known here as the White Sea. Greenpeace has dubbed this reservoir of toxic waste one of the dirtiest spots on Earth. But local officials are defensive. The mayor of Dzerzhinsk, Sergei Trofimov, brushes aside concern about the White Sea, saying it's just a lime pit. The young mayor, himself a former chemical plant director, doesn't like the image Greenpeace has given his city, and he insists the new industrialists are doing things differently.
Unfortunately, the information that everyone has heard, that our city is in the Guinness Book of World Records for pollution, that you can't see from house to house because of gas and chemical clouds, all that is not true. Everyone is breathing. You can see that for yourself. And we are closing down older production lines and opening new ones.
The head of the city's environmental oversight body, Vladimir Prozorov, echoed this sentiment. He spent much of an hour-long interview comparing the problems in Dzerzhinsk to those in other Russian industrial cities, and even to cities in the West.
The whole world developed along the same lines, building big chemical or metallurgical complexes. Then we realized we didn't do it the right way, only we were behind the West in figuring this out, about 20 or 30 years behind the West.
And those decades left their mark. In Soviet times, Dzerzhinsk was a chemical laboratory where everything from mercury to mustard gas was produced. Dangerous pesticides were produced here as well until the early 90s, even DDT, which was banned in the United States in 1972. Residents started learning more about the environmental hazards in the post-Soviet era, but an environmental movement never took off. Now Dmitry Levashov is the sole Greenpeace activist. He shows visitors to the most contaminated areas of his city. Here you'll find a whole range of chemical waste, he says, standing on the edge of what's known as the black hole, a pond rimmed by rusted drums of chemicals. Levashov says for decades waste was simply tossed here. No one can say how deep it is. It can be said with certainty, though, that the chemicals have seeped into the water system in this industrial zone. Mayor Trofimov says the city's future lies with privately owned companies, like Synthes, which he used to run. The factory's best-selling product is an additive for leaded fuel, still used in Russia. But Synthes officials like to highlight their environmentally friendly products, like chlorine-free household detergents. Mayor Trofimov calls such products a good start.
Everyone here in Dzerzhinsk understands that we have no future without chemistry, but the chemistry will have to be newer and production cleaner. Chemistry is the future of this city, and it is its present.
just downstream from the city's oldest chemical plant, downstream from the heating plant, former factory worker Alexander casts his net for fish. Of course the water here is poisoned, he says. I just hope that at least one of the filters is working today. He stops fishing only on the days when he sees the fish floating belly up. Alexander knows about the environmental hazards he faces in his hometown, but he's not demanding that factories or city officials clean up or conduct more frequent soil and water tests. Like many here, Alexander takes comfort in the fact that, according to city statistics, Dzerzhinsk is no more polluted than other industrial areas in Russia. And when he speaks about the tough times, he doesn't mention the chemical clouds when it was hard to breathe, but the high level of unemployment in the early 90s when industry was collapsing. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Dzerzhinsk, Russia.